the thing about it closing so early actually is not a bad thing, because the board apparently could see that things were not going to go as they had hoped they would. One of the reasons is they didn't have enough students to attend, and it's better for them to close now before they've gotten really settled.
And I see what you're saying, but have you seen this before, for a program to close this quickly after just a few weeks of operation?
Our board, the current board, has only been in place for 1 year. So the current board did not approve this school to open. And the charter school board now, the advisory board that I'm on, is trying to create a more rigorous application review so that things like this don't happen.
So more rigorous, particularly with regard to finances or beyond that?
I think the whole thing, starting a charter school is very difficult. I started mine, and it's probably the hardest thing I've ever done. And our board, the charter school advisory board, is trying really hard to be sure that the nonprofit boards that are asking to do a charter school understand what they're getting into. And there's the governance, the finance, and the curriculum for a school, and all the things that go with it. And we're trying very hard to be sure these people understand what they're going to be doing and that they need to do it well.
So I understand that the current advisory board was not the board that approved this Concrete Roses program, but can you shed any perspective on how this could happen for the state funding to go forward for a program where the enrollment was so far below the projections that funding was based on?
The actual way all of those things happen, the Office of Charter Schools can probably explain the legal process and the state's process for how that happens. So it's probably better if you ask them.
But going forward then with what you've said about the goals of the current advisory board, how much financial information or financial assurance will you and the other members of the advisory board be looking for before you recommend a new program for a startup?
In the application, there's a very detailed section that talks all about the finances and how that board plans to spend the money that they would receive from the state. And it has to be a very well-done, acceptable budget for it to be able to go forward, a very realistic budget, and where they've done all the research to know what it is that it is going to cost them to do this school.
Ms. Nance, looking a little bit at the bigger picture, state lawmakers back in 2011 lifted the cap, the 100-school cap on charter programs in North Carolina. And that number's been growing pretty rapidly, and the state school board approved 26 new charter programs in January of this year. Is the charter program overall statewide, do you think, possibly just growing too fast?
I do think that we need to look carefully at all charter schools that want to open. I think we need to look at the relationship between charter schools, local school systems, and other education opportunities in the state, that we can look at how everything each group is doing affects the other.
But just as a general proposition, do you think 26 new schools statewide in a given year, is that feasible, practical, or is it just too many?
Well, I know that my board approved 11 for next year. I'm not going to say 26 is too many. I don't know the answer to what's too many or not enough. I just think you need to look at each individual school and be very careful.
Helen Nance, chair of the state's Charter School Advisory Board, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.